From Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here, saying hello and welcome once again to the broadcast. In just a few moments, the Reverend Ivan Foster will be bringing another message in his series in Mark's Gospel. But before that, I want to read you some lines that I came across, written by an author who was meditating upon Matthew's Gospel, chapter 21, verses 12 to 14, where we read of the Lord Jesus going into the temple and casting out all those that sold and bought there, and also of the blind and the lame coming to him, and he healed them. It's entitled, The Attracting Love of Jesus. What beauty, majesty, and grace in Jesus meet and shine. Though veiled, the glories of his face proclaim his heart divine. A meek and lowly man, he rode along the city street, while men and little children strewed their tribute at his feet. And yet the glory of his power he manifested there, which drove intruders in that hour from his own house of prayer. But power and mercy are combined in his majestic name. What else could draw to him the blind, the outcast, and the lame? Oh, may I tread the path they trod, admiring mercy's plan, and when I come to him as God, find that he still is man. Lord, do not drive me from thy face, but draw me by thy love, to taste on earth of that sweet grace, which will be heaven above. It's my prayer that as you listen to God's word today, that if you're not saved, then you will indeed taste of God's sweet grace in the Lord Jesus Christ, that you'll come to know him as your Lord and Savior, that you'll be able to say, by God's grace, I'm saved, and it is well with my soul. Coming up in a moment, the message from Mark's Gospel as the Reverend Ivan Foster lets the Bible speak. But right now, let's hear this message in song. Gene Elliott singing, Have You Read the Story of the Cross? Thank you.
Gene Elliott and the hymn, Have You Read the Story of the Cross? I hope that you know something of the story of the cross, not just something indeed, but that that story has become the very hope of your salvation. Now let's read from God's Word, Mark chapter 3 and the verse 7. And Jesus withdrew himself with his disciples to the sea, and a great multitude from Galilee followed him, and from Judea, and from Jerusalem, and from Idumea, and from beyond Jordan, and they about Tyre and Sidon, a great multitude, when they had heard what great things he did, came unto him. And he spake to his disciples that a small ship should wait on him because of the multitude, lest they should throng him. For he had healed many, insomuch that they pressed upon him for to touch him, as many as had plagues. And unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, Thou art the Son of God. And he straightly, or very particularly, very strongly, charged them that they should not make him known. What a contrast we have between the attitude of the Pharisees and the attitude of the common people to the ministry of the Lord Jesus. We're looking at them in the synagogue the last time we studied God's Word together, last Monday morning. And we read in the verse 6 that the Pharisees went forth and straightway took counsel with the Herodians against him, how they might destroy him. But immediately, in the next verse, we are presented with the Savior withdrawing himself from the presence of the Pharisees. The Lord Jesus doesn't look for a fight. He doesn't look for confrontation. He doesn't seek to stir up trouble, though trouble will always come to him and to those of his flock who seek to be earnest and faithful to the Word of God. But he doesn't take on the Pharisees. Why? Because it's not time to do so. There is a time coming when the Lord will confront his enemies, a time when the Lord will put down all his enemies. But it is not his purpose in this, the age of the gospel, to confront, to judge, and to destroy. So he withdraws with his disciples. But a great multitude from Galilee follow him, and from Judea. In fact, if you just look carefully in the words we read together, you'll see how often that term multitude, or a word akin to it, appears. There in verse 7, a great multitude from Galilee. And in the verse 8, the next verse, a great multitude. And then in verse 9, we read of the multitude. And then in verse 10, many. There were great crowds following Christ in the early part of his ministry. It's called the year of popularity, the first year of our Savior's ministry. Many, many people began to flock to hear the blessed tidings from his lips. Let's consider then, first of all, the interest that the multitudes show in the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, how marvelous it is to see an interest generated that overrides, that overcomes the opposition of ecclesiastical authorities. The Pharisees may be against the Lord Jesus, but that doesn't impress the people. They follow the Savior. Listen, men and women, and those of you who are true Christians, let me tell you, here is what happens in a day of revival. It matters not what the opinions of people in high authority are of the gospel, of the Bible, of Christ. In a day of revival, you will find the people disregarding the opinions of the so-called learned ones and following the Savior. But they not only disregarded the views of the Pharisees here, but you'll see that despite the difficulties, the physical difficulties of getting close to Christ, they followed him. He had gone out away from the place of population. He had gone to the seaside. He withdrew himself. But the people flocked, and they came from all over. Verse 8 tells us that. They came from all over to hear the Savior. Oh, praise God, what a glorious sight it is to see the population of a nation stirred up by the grace and power and strivings of the Holy Ghost to seek after the Lord. May God give us a day in Ireland when multitudes, despite what men may say, despite the difficulties that may be placed in their path, will flock to hear the word of God. We take encouragement today from the fact that God's work does go on, despite the oppositions of men. Let me just point out one thing as our program comes to an end. In verse 11 it says, "And unclean spirits, when they saw him, fell down before him and cried, saying, Thou art the Son of God. And he straightly charged them," very sternly commanded them, "that they should not make him known." Why did the Savior do that? Because Christ will not have the assistance of the devil's witness and testimony to promote his cause. Dear Christian, away with worldly means to advance the cause of Christ. Away with looking to modern inventions and modern methods and modern trends to advance the gospel and to make it palatable to men. Let us abide by the preaching of the old-fashioned truth.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT 53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.